Good morning, you're listening to The Mix on LanzarotteMix.net, LanzarotteMix.com, locally to Playa Blanca on the radio, 107.6 FM. So anyway, we're back for a bit, I hope, and it's a Thursday. I know it's a Thursday.
No, I thought I was going to football tomorrow, and it's not. No, it's Friday tomorrow.
What?
Anyway, so it's Thursday. I apologise again for, you know, it's been over a month, I think, since we did the last programme. And it's just circumstances that I find myself in, and unfortunately the two boys suffer as a result of it, so... But I apologise, and hopefully we can work on a Thursday until my problems are resolved. So
you don't have to apologise.
Well, I feel like I need to, because we could have started doing Thursday earlier, but it was the same argument that I used with myself as to why we shouldn't. So, and we had a discussion last week, well, sort of online discussion last week, and decided that we would try for a Thursday, so, and try and entertain people.
So we rebroadcast this again, do we?
What we used to do was live on Friday and recorded Saturday.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is it's live today, and I'll broadcast the recorded tomorrow. Okay.
Did you say what show number was?
Not yet. I haven't. No.
Oh, right.
That's part of my spiel.
Because I forgot.
Well, as you've asked, it's programme 460 in the current series. It might not be as accurate as I would like it to be, but it's not far off. So. And we're sitting in the studio in Residential Laura.
Yeah.
The sun is shining. And I don't know whether it's warm outside. It looks as if it is.
Very warm.
I've been out to the bazaar a couple of times, but I don't tend to notice things like that when I'm concentrating on rubbish.
And it's not breezy. It's not windy.
No, there you go.
No, but beware.
Is it coming?
No, the wind isn't, but beware UV today and tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Around 1400 both days. 12.
Yeah, it's been high for some time, hasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, 12. But you're looking at next 2 days, 12, at that time of the afternoon. So be very careful.
Yes.
It's worrying, really, because...
Is that for the few tourists that are here?
Yeah. I think so. But it's worrying because people just ignore what's being said, and they end up, or they're surprised when they end up
burns.
With burns.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to go into it, but I had to see a doctor because of what turned out to be
clap.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Clap. Did you say?
Anyway, he asked me. What factor suntan lotion I was using? I'll use 30. Okay?
50. You must use minimum of 50.
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
That surprised me because I put it on about 3 or 4 times a day. But he said, nope, you need 50.
Yeah, you need 50.
There you go.
I would always advise 50.
And
What do I know? I don't go out.
I just stay in the shade, me.
You're a bit like me.
Yeah. I'm just telling.
Right, I'm going to ask you a question.
You certainly can.
I'm a bit worried about all these cameras that are appearing in town. Is it for just catching tourists or only the locals?
I understand it's traffic management, because what has also gone up now, but that might kill my argument, actually. What's also gone up, you may not have seen it, speed limit signs in town.
Oh, yeah.
20.
Oh, yes, I have seen them already,
that
yes.
That ain't on Avenue de Fermes, is it?
No, in town.
In town only. Yeah, well, the precinct in it.
Hmm?
The precinct in it, aren't there? What about, is that by the bus station as well?
Yeah, there's quite a few. But 20k. What is that about?
It's like you. I'm because of these cameras. I shouldn't really say this. I don't. You know. I'm quite law-abiding normally, but the cameras have forced me to really concentrate on the speed limits. And you find yourself doing 30, and you think, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
20 is even worse. And I've been doing 30, and I've been overtaken by scooters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's actually their new maximum speed limit.
There you go.
For a scooter.
Yeah, so all these cameras, we've just been on about, we think it's obviously a bit like London where they can follow or record if they're being recorded.
Yeah.
If there's been an incident, see what's happened, and then if it's a car's involved and driven off, they can follow it where it went virtually. All right.
I saw when Nodder was announcing all these cameras being installed, I was thinking, where have they got the money from for this?
Because
Texas into another thing, because he's just announced a really big budget, hasn't he? Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you were going to talk about that.
No.
Okay. Well, we won't then. Apart from, on the 30th of June, it's the English-speaking meeting to listen to the mayor tell us all about what's happening in Yaitse and District.
And where's that?
It's in the Aurora Centre, which is the...
where the political place...
Where you go to vote. Near the book swap.
Book swap, yeah.
So I'm going to try and get to it.
When's that?
I didn't go to the last one. 30th of June.
30th of June.
I think it's something like 5 p.m, but yeah. I will have to double check on that.
Which is just reminding me, I better just say good morning to Wayne and Amanda, who's listening.
They're not on a cruise then at the moment?
No.
All right.
No.
Okay.
They got back from New York, okay?
They got back from New York, fine. Okay. Everything's on kid.
Right, well, while we're saying hello, hi to Chris and Tina and Alan.
Yeah.
And Jerry and Anne and... Everybody. The crowd's growing. There isn't just one listener anymore.
I know.
I think
Monster Radio, our opposition, has a list on the wall, and they just read out that who's listening, and they're probably not. They just read out because they know all their addresses. I do like listening to them.
Off air, we were talking about the airport.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
In fact, we were talking about the possibility of barriers going in, same as they've got down at the port.
Yes.
In Playa Blanca. But the other thing that's going on, I mean... That's a problem there. The lift and the moving stairway.
Oh yes, I saw that. They're not working at all, are they?
It's been out. They've been out of action for 3 weeks.
Yeah, for weeks.
Three weeks.
Yeah, you mean they're not the escalator, the step one, because they're into step one. It's a ramp.
It's a moving
walkway.
And goes up as well.
But somebody was directing people to another lift,
There is two. I didn't know there were two.
I didn't.
The one is near the entrance of the door, next to the door, apparently. So you've got one lift in the middle. The arc.
And the other one's at arrivals, is it?
When you're coming in through the arrivals. Go straight through the arrivals, turn right, and it's there on your right.
Okay,
and
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. No. But anyway, there you go.
There you go. Right. were you going to say anything about EES in the airport? Because that continues to be a little bit of a problem.
The what?
EES.
European Entry System.
No, you don't want to talk about it.
I don't care.
No, I know. Well, the thing is... The thing about it is that there's lots of worldwide problems with this, but not only that, the staffing is very poor.
Yeah.
Now, do you need a lot of staff with the automatic machines? And the answer turns out to be yes, because there's quite a lot of people that don't need the machines or they can't use them because they're family groups and so on and so forth.
I mean,
and the other big thing about it is the days of the week are important because of the amount of flights that are loaded up on different days. Thursday and Sunday are the worst days.
Yes.
Mm. And so for arrivals, well, obviously for departures too, but and it's causing problems, and the airport isn't doing anything about it. And that's not the government, that's AENA, the company that runs a lot of the airports in Spain. And so we're getting the back feedback saying that, you know, Lanzarote is shit, but actually it's nothing to do with Schengen. Well, it is all to do with Schengen. But also I read somewhere that the EU was starting to talk to quite a few countries to say, stop doing it for the time being until everything's sorted. Mm-hmm. You've heard something about that, haven't you, Michael?
No, I haven't actually.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, sorry. It might be a dream from me.
I know it's been extended another 2 years. Because not everybody's up to speed with it. But the annoying thing is that why didn't they do it on the exit of the airport? So if you're leaving England to come to Lanzarote and you've booked your flight and everything else, you leave England, so that means they know you've left. Why can you not put in your destination or something there to say that you're entering that airport at Lanzarote or something like that?
But you can.
And then
that's
you
all.
You wouldn't need to do.
No, that's. But you've already done it when you booked
flight.
Online or through your.
Yeah.
Through your. I don't know. Do travel agents still exist in the UK?
Yeah.
So, but when you've done all that, all those details are
already there.
Already recorded. And so I think the big thing is that there are laws in place to stop the sharing of that information, which seems a little bit ludicrous when we are actually, or we, or whoever.
I wonder how long it'll be before somebody can actually gets into the system, like they have done all over the banking system, everything system.
I'm sure they will.
If they get into that sort of system, you've got bloody that much information. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
But anyway. I'm sure people have access to it anyway.
Yes.
Certain people. So, I don't know. Right. What was I going to do? I was going to...
Were you
going to
play some music?
I was going to play some music, but I hadn't been looking, because I was talking too much.
Okay, I can do a little bit about roads while you're doing that,
then.
Go on,
then. Do about roads.
Sunday. A few events coming up. Might cause a bit of problems.
Is it called the Wine Run?
Hey?
Is it Wine Run?
No. In Tias, it's a big mountain bike race that's this Sunday that starts at 10:30. So that might cause a little bit of problems. But also, it's actually the day of the motorbike on Sunday.
Are you going out then?
Yeah, me with a few others.
And do you know the police are going to be out in force?
Of course they are, yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you about that in a second, actually. We're leaving a big contingent of us from the marina at about 10:30 as well. So probably be a bit of chaos around.
Were you in the big one the other week?
I'm sorry?
Were you in the big thing the other week? Because there were a big contingent of motorbikes.
Okay, that was for the funeral of one of the Blue Irons, not a police officer, but Blue Irons is a motorcycle club.
Right.
Not the police officer, but an ambulance driver, mid-40s, died.
Oh, he just died suddenly, didn't he?
Yeah. So our club provided a motorbike escort for the hearse and stuff like that.
But they went all the way. Where did they go? Because they went all over the place, didn't they? Through Yaser and...
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And then finished up at the cemetery at near Tias, actually.
Yes.
Okay. We'll just have a bit of music.
Okay.
There's no link. It's just a bit of music.
Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand?
So that was Atomic Kitten just telling us about burning ourselves. Oh, no, not really.
They didn't sing that originally, though, did they?
No, they didn't, no. Michael?
Yeah, yeah, just finishing off on roads. The road in front of the Papageo Centre.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When's it back down?
Well,
when is it about to open?
6 months.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Where are the precincts in then? They're going to precinct it out. But it's closed off.
What? The road?
Why is it closed off?
And why is it...
Resurfacing, new pavements, bike lane, etc, etc.
But it's ridiculous. It's been closed off...
For 2 months.
For 2 months already. And you're saying it's another 6 months.
Another 6 months to finish.
And also now that they've closed the Avenida de Femmes for one-way traffic.
Yeah, that's yeah. very similar. They're digging the... they're only digging half up at a time.
Yeah, well, I was there yesterday and I saw...
Widening the road. Cycle lane going in there as well. Yeah. Only on the section from Aldi to the tip.
Well, yeah, because if you think that the actual road that goes up to Femmes already has room for a bike lane in there, so
yeah,
it could be a continuation depending on which side the bike lane's going to be.
But of course, waste of time because you're not allowed to cycle up the hill, are they, to Femmes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they all
it doesn't stop them.
No, I know it doesn't. No.
The other thing being is the petrol station is advancing quite rapidly.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought they'd stop work on it.
I thought that as well.
Well, they've got the framework up, haven't they, and everything
yeah,
else.
No, yeah,
but nothing's happening.
No, I'm not seeing anybody. The last person that I saw
unless it's
was spreading sand, I thought, for entrance approaches.
Right.
But I haven't seen it. And well, obviously I'm going 3 times a week. Or have been, no. And to Tias. So I have been travelling up there until, of course, they blocked the road off. So now I'm having to go via Tias.
Now
via Yaitza.
Yeah, I'm not going to spread any rumours at all here.
You little rumour. You are. Rumour,
no, I'm not. But somebody told me, and I'm not going to mention any names, but somebody thinks that it may be going to be a plenary. Plenoil.
Oh, that. All right. Okay.
Because of the design of it, is very similar to what they are at Arrecife. But
oh, the cheap one.
Yeah,
but by Eurospar.
I'm not so sure.
There's okay. two, isn't there?
Yes, two. There's one down by the Mall, and there's one up by Eurospar.
Yeah.
But I'm not so sure. I can't see it happening.
What? I find strange is that it's on the approach into town.
Yes.
If you think about it.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
But you'll be able to go
okay, you can go all the way around the island. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Which is a bit different to the one...
I still think they're going to make a ring road, you know. I think that roundabout is going to extend out to the LZ2 by the cement works, go past it. You know, I think it's going to open out eventually that way. Going out to that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, but how many years? I'll probably be.
It could be 20 years. Yeah. But the, I think really in the back of my mind is that somewhere somebody says, look, traffic is getting more and more and we're going to have to make it out. And if you think about it, the road to Papageo, we know that you can get to Los Colorados that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And if you extended it that way, you're into the town that way.
But the thing is, well, we've had this discussion before. I was going to say argument, but I don't think anybody's argued against it. Remember when they put in the new road, basically, to the entrance to Princess Yaitza?
Yes.
All right. That road is in the wrong place.
Yes.
They should have done or built... constructed properly a road from the roundabout that you're talking about,
yes.
where the new service station
yep.
is or will be, into Las Colorados, and that would have been that would have actually provided an inner ring road for yeah. for us.
Yeah,
but they put that other thing in, hmm. and it's actually been. I don't think it's useful.
I wonder.
I mean, it is used, obviously, but then they slammed at 30 kilometre an hour speed limit on it.
The other thing being is that there is they have left an exit on that new roundabout where the new road is going down to Barcelo, on that one near Aldi. They have left an exit, an entrance, but that dirt track road that cuts through to all them streets that have got no houses on.
But that's been there. That's been there before. Yeah,
years and
before
years
I moved in. So it's plus 15 plus years. Michael knows me even more than me.
But it's probably a 100-yard stretch,
which they could tarmac.
And they could tarmac it. Mm.
But yeah, they haven't.
So all the cars go and the wagons go over that. It's a dirt track, isn't it? That's all it is. But yeah.
Strangely, moving away from Playa Blanca just a second. Have you seen all the movement, land movement in Uga that's going on?
Yeah.
It's the terraces for the grapes.
It is it? Right, okay.
Yes. Yeah, so
that's all right. That's all that you needed to expect.
Terraced it all, haven't they? It's always it again, is it?
Rosa. Okay,
yeah.
That's fine then.
And going on about events, it's the wine run.
When is that then?
Well, it's got to be this weekend. Got to be Sunday.
I'll check in a minute.
It's got to be Sunday.
I don't know.
Oh, I can see.
Because all the tents in Uga, all the showground yard, is full. Stage, massive stage, everything. They're working on it now as we talk.
Oh, right. Well, I thought, didn't they have the food thing there?
The agricultural show there. No, the Jaeger wine and cheese was in the square at the back of Jaeger, not the one by the church at the front where they usually have it. They opened it up at the back.
The back of the Ayuntamiento.
Exactly, back of the Ayuntamiento. It was a success, brilliant success. Oh. It was packed. We went and just to have a look round, and it was absolutely chock-a-block.
You're absolutely correct.
I am.
It's Saturday and Sunday, but the main run will be on the Sunday.
You wouldn't believe how much the Ayuntamiento spent, because I don't know the figure, but there is new marquee gone up. They've taken the old marquee down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the big one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's a land dispute between somebody who owns half that.
Oh, they put the wall up.
Well,
perhaps that.
They screeded all the wall, all the way around, and painted it all as the Ayuntamiento. And as you know, the tarmacked it 2 years ago, and that's when all this trouble started. And now the marquee, the permanent marquee, has been turned round the opposite way to where it was before. Where it was facing east-west, it's now facing north-south.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, the race kicks off at 08:30 on Sunday, so there will be... No, they don't close the roads for that. They marshal it, don't they, to let them across the roads.
Like the camels.
La Guerrilla.
Yeah.
La Guerrilla.
Yeah.
Road, didn't it? Yeah.
Oh, just a quickie. The circus is in town.
Oh, yes, I saw that the other day.
No animals.
I don't know, it's not...
Acrobats only. I tell you what, I went...
I think there's a bloke dressed as a gorilla, I think.
Oh, I went...
That's how
8 years
Stu normally looks.
Yeah. It's looking we are on TV cameras, looking at you.
Anyway, it's in the car park opposite the Princess Yachts, and it's not a very big tent.
Oh, it's here.
It's here?
Yeah, it's actually...
I went to the non-animal one at Arrecife 8 years ago. What a show that was.
Yeah.
Not an animal in sight. It were all acrobats and pole dancing. No, not that kind of pole dancing. But you know what I mean.
I do.
And trapeze artists. And I tell you what, it were good. It was good. I really am. So if that one's any success, that'll be...
Well, I suspect there aren't any animals in this one because there's nowhere outside for them to be corralled.
So it's in the car park opposite the Princess Jaeger. Where's everybody?
I thought they made it all illegal. Well, obviously they did in the UK, but I don't know about here.
What?
Illegal to have animals in a circus.
Oh, it is. And here.
Yeah, it probably is.
European Union.
Okay, we'll have a bit of music then, because it's a nice link.
Oh, God, we're only on an hour.
Silence, please, because I've got something to say. And I'm going round in circles every day. The more I shout, the more I hesitate. that you're gone, now that you're gone. Stand up, please, till I'm done losing my mind. And I've thanked you all just one too many times. The more we fall, the harder we must climb. Now that you're gone, now that you're gone. 'Cause everybody loves a circus show, but I'm the only clown you'll ever know. And now you can applaud my best mistake. I love you was too many words to say. I've got something to say. And before the music takes you all away, I never thought I'd leave it all so late. Now that you're gone, oh, you're gone. Yeah, everybody loves a circus show, but too many words to say, to say. I never thought I'd leave it all so late. Now that you're gone,
well, that was Take That with, funnily enough, The Circus.
Well, yeah, because they're doing The Circus for the second time, aren't they? After all them years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very there you
good.
Go.
Very good. So yes, the Wine Run is this weekend.
Yeah. Well, there's the short, on Sunday, it's the short and the long run, yes.
Right.
But I don't think it'll cause any problems apart from the people getting drunk as they're running it and going to the checkpoints and getting wine instead of water.
It certainly won't affect Cantosa, because I was talking to Nico and Thomas yesterday, they're shutting.
They're shutting?
Yeah.
Hey?
They had so much hassle when they opened up for the agricultural show. People were arguing because people were sat in seats for 45 minutes having the meal, and they were going in and ordering stuff, and there were no...
So which restaurant's that? Where?
Cantosa.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Cantosa, where you've got your pizzas from.
Wow.
I can't fault them. So it's told me that next year they're going to do away with the table and chairs outside, just open the premises windows. Nobody's going to be allowed inside, and they're going to serve from the windows.
What, so it's going to be like a takeaway?
Like a stall, like there is in the showground. I mean, the showground, it's only 20 yards, the showground from Birmingham.
Sorry.
Yeah.
This is not normal opening. Normal opening, there would still be open inside for people to sit.
Yeah.
Right.
They're just going to open the windows and have a table with them and do meals, not meals, sandwiches, bocadillos and all this, that and other, and serve it as
okay.
Standing at the window. And I can't fault them for that. Because you just don't need the aggro, do you? You don't need the ago if you haven't got enough
tickets
and chairs. And there's thousands go. Anyway, there you go. So that's that.
Okay. Next weekend, if it's your thing, there's an ocean research vessel will be docked in Arecife.
Right. Is it Russian?
Eh?
Is it a Russian?
No, it's not moving.
No.
Very good.
Dear. Anyway, 17th, 18th, 19th of June, 0900 to 1900. You can go and visit it and have a tour around it.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And this is in the port in Arecife?
Mm. Marina.
Marina.
Marina, right.
Yeah.
Mm. A research vessel.
Yeah, ocean. It's an ocean research vessel, yeah. Well, I've got to be careful with this one. The Germans are being advised not to come here because of the cost of airline tickets from their country, etc., etc.
Are they being warned by the British press?
I think it's a possibility, yes.
By the Daily Mail.
Yeah, there was something yesterday I read that their rate of, what do you call it, inflation rate has gone up in Germany.
2.6%.
Yeah.
Up, yeah.
Which is causing
it
problems.
It makes me laugh, this. It makes me laugh. When they say that they are being recommended, people will come if they've got the money to come. It's a bit like this World Cup thing. The tickets are ridiculous amounts of money. But yet people will still go, if they've got a ticket or whatever, whether the flights have gone up. I mean, to commute between New York and New Jersey in a normal commuting day is $14 return. Dynamic pricing, they're going to do the metro. How much do you think it is a ticket return from New York now to the football ground and then back?
I don't
want to think
so
about it.
You jump from $14 and a normal New Yorker would pay to $200.
Oh. See, that's not dynamic pricing, that's price gouging.
Yeah, it is. So you cannot walk to the football ground. It's illegal to walk to the football ground. Not that it's easy to walk there anyway, but it just goes to show. So going on what we're on about with pricing of flights, people will pay what that can afford to pay it, and that's how they're looking at it nowadays.
Yeah, although laughingly, really, I think the German travel agents are advising the Germans to travel by car, train, or bus.
Yeah.
It'd be rather difficult to get here, wouldn't it?
Well, mainland Spain, you can understand.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
The thing being is that mainland Spain's expecting a boom in tourism this year because of the price of flights, the same as here, being twice as long as what it is to fly into mainland Spain. So that Spain are expecting a boom of English tourists that used to come here and they're going there. Was that me or you? Who were that? That could have been me.
Wasn't me.
Mr. Wayne. Which Wayne? Wayne says, "Morning, Stu, we finally got on the bus." Oh no, sorry, that's not Wade. Wade's here. Sorry, I forgot on the bus. I'm having to get a boat to the UK. Yes. I didn't tell you, but yes he is. Yes.
All right, okay. Okay, I was going to say something then.
Were you?
No, my brain's gone anyway, so.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Well, why are you waiting for it to come back? Are you too religious?
No. Well, I'm not. I don't know about Pony there.
No.
Oh, Pony? used to do, yeah. It might come back yet. Carry on, why?
Because the Pope is travelling today.
Yeah, you can go to Gran Canaria or Tenerife to see him.
You can indeed,
except
yeah.
They've sold out all the airplane.
I bet he's
talking about, you know, if you want to go, you go, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So all the airplanes or airplane.
Oh, Binta.
Binta and the other one. What's the other one called? Canary Fly.
Yeah. All sold out.
Also, so I understand.
Yeah. Well, he's at GC Gran Canaria today. Friday, Tenerife, and then the final one, the port of Santa Cruz, Tenerife. Be a big mass at 12:15, but they're all sold out. You sell the
it's not surprising. I saw that they've transported his Pope mobile.
Oh, have they?
To Gran Canaria. I saw that this morning. There you go. Yeah.
The thing is, at the end of the day, I thought this were a very religious country when I moved here. I have only seen two weddings at the church in Las Breñas. And I've never seen that apart. This, it won't be this Sunday, it'll probably be next Sunday. It will open for the procession for them to carry the Madonna. Mm. Got that right?
I'm not religious, I'm certainly not Catholic. I have been to a christening in the church here, and I went for obviously for a particular child. To find that there was about 10 of them being christened all at the same time.
Oh, wow.
But anyway,
when I went to an outdoor pursuit school, not Borstal, but when I was younger, there were a gang of us lads that decided to go to church on a Sunday, but we weren't going to go to the C of E, Church of England. We're going to go to a Roman Catholic church because we've never been. Do you know, they feed you in that church. They give you a biscuit and some drink, alcoholic drink. They don't in our church. So I says, hey, I'm going to join this one. No, it was very good.
I went to a wedding once in Coventry. I could probably take you to the specific place if they haven't knocked it down by now. And I went to a wedding. It was a Catholic wedding, and the church was full, there was a, I'd call him a monk, but I don't really know, and I was quite young at the time, but he was doing acrobatics at the front of the church while we were all waiting for things to move on, and
what, the monk one?
Yeah. So, literally doing acrobatics. Anyway, the other thing that I was going to say, oh, yeah, and then the vicar came out, not vicar, priest,
yeah,
came out and said something to the effect, he says, I can't remember the full thing that he said, but he basically said, you are not here to gape and gawk.
Oh.
I thought, well, that's nice. We've just come here to watch the wedding.
Yeah.
But the other strange thing was that you walked out the exit, or entrance exit of the church, and in the churchyard there was a big building, a prefabricated building on the left hand side as you walked out, and it was a bar. And so that all the men at that time, they all came out of church, went straight into the bar.
Oh dear.
And that was normal practice apparently. But there you go. No, I'm not a religious.
When I got married, we had to go see vicar. It was a Baptist church where we got married. It was Linda's mother's idea. Anyway, the thing being is, we went to see him, and I always remember him. We went in, and he says, "Oh, sit down." And me and Linda sat down, and he says, "I says, well, we'd like to arrange a wedding day and all this." And he's just, you know, his first thing was, "What? I suppose you're having to get married on that day." And I just looked at him and I said, no, I could get married day after. Oh, dear. Yeah. No, I don't think I've been in a church. Have I been in a church since? Oh, yeah, I suppose. A few weddings. Right, Michael, carry on.
Shibumi.
She blew you?
Shibumi.
Shibumi?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, it's a Japanese restaurant that is saying only recently opened. It has been open a little while. It's in the marina in Playa Blanca.
Oh, where?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know. In the square. Yeah, I know where it is.
The sushi restaurant.
It's a sushi restaurant. Yeah,
it is.
So what about it?
But it's got an event coming up.
Oh, is it still going?
Hey.
Is it still going?
Yeah.
I don't think this
is a strange omakase.
Oh my God, are you speaking Mandarin?
I'm in your hands.
Oh, Japanese.
All right. Whatever you say.
Yeah. Okay, that's what the experience is. Okay, and I don't quite know how this is going to work. This is from today until Sunday. Okay, a single shift at 20:00 with only 6 places available per service. So it seems the chef would be sitting in front of you, 6 people. Right. You don't know what you're going to get, except it looks like it's mostly going to be fish, local fish, but prepared in a Japanese sushi style. I can't. They haven't said more than that, so I can't even tell you the cost. But there you are.
Wow.
Well, going on a theme from what Stu's just said about him having to get married.
Wedding.
Well, there you go. That was Idle Billy.
Billy Idol,
For White Wedding. Good song.
Yeah. Oh, look, Mick's getting carried away. Look, we're doing something. Right, Michael, carry on.
You've got a big event coming. Well, not you personally, but the Las Breñas Festival.
It does. It's all been put up now. It starts on tonight.
But what's Sunday the 21st is the big day.
It is.
Yeah?
It is.
Is this where you have to queue up for food and they run out because everybody from outside comes and claims the free food?
Only if you don't get there first, yeah. Yeah, it is rather strange. No, they feed the footballers first, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, yeah, because they've just had a football match usually.
So what's the traditional games and tournaments that are leading all up to this then?
Well, just give us a few seconds, a minute then.
And can anybody go to it, or have you got to live in Las Breñas?
No, do you mean everybody goes to it, barring people that live in Las Breñas? So let me just read it to you, and let's just see it. Why is it? I can never...
And there's dancing with the music as well.
Right, so, that's German. I actually downloaded everything.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Thursday, June the 11th, today, at 8 p.m., draw and start of Ronda tournament in Victor Fernandez Gopar Square. Now, don't ask me what that is.
No.
The Ronda tournament.
What tournament?
That's at 8 o'clock tonight. Ronda.
Ronda.
Ronda tournament in Victor Fernandez Gopar Square. Now, do you know who Victor Fernandez Gopar was? He's a very famous poet on the island. But he worked and helped out in the Salinas, the salt beds. Right, so then Friday, June the 12th, that's tomorrow, 7 p.m. draw and start of the mixed ball tournament, which will be bowls, won't it? Bowls.
Mixed?
Yes, bowls. Now that'll be outside. I think that's outside Casa Marcos. So that's a tournament between single and married women of the town. That's the ladies.
What?
Yep. And then 8 p.m, the draw and start of the 2-for-2 invite tournament in Victor don't ask me what all this is. Victor Fernandez Gopar Square. Saturday, June the 12th, 8 p.m. draw and start of the so that's another one. That's the same as what I've read. Sunday, June the 14th, 11 a.m. soccer match. Oh, that's early. Soccer match between single and married men of the town at the football ground. And there is no grass. And then we got 1 p.m. snack and bouncy castle. That's all right for you, Mick. You won't injure your leg. Foam party in Victor Fernandez Gopar Square.
Foam party?
Foam, yeah. So all foam gets...
Oh, well, that's more like it.
With music by Sondemar. 4 p.m. dessert contest or desert contest with first and second prizes. And obviously the music will go on and on and on and on and on. And then Wednesday... 5:30, it just goes on.
So why?
Oh, 8:30 p.m. on Thursday, bingo.
That's today.
No,
next week.
Next Thursday, bingo.
So is this unique to Las Breñas, or do other towns get this?
All the towns get it. It's the festivals.
Okay.
It's the festivals of the All Saints. Right. Let me just read you this very quickly. What time is it? Anybody?
Well, now.
Right. And this is from Noda Gonzalez. Who's that?
Alcalde.
Exactly. And it's addressed to the elderly.
We never get invited to any of the things in that are organised for the elderly in Yaitza.
Right. First of all, it says greetings. After celebrating San Isidro in Uga, we continue our community pilgrimage throughout the patron saint festivities of our municipality with San Luis Gonzaga in Las Breñas. The town exudes poetry and salt flats, tradition and social criticism are represented in the creativity of poets, as masterfully demonstrated by Victor Fernandez Gopa, El Saliniero, 1844 to 1820. It goes on and on and on, does this thing, talking about artisans and all this, that.
Yeah. Other.
So this is all about our patron saints. And this guy that I mentioned at the beginning must be our patron saint, San Luis Gonzaga. He must be our patron saint, I think.
Will you be attending all this then?
Wayne thought he was patron saint, but he's not. it's great, because the village, and if the weather's going to be like this, well, it's going to be even better. What time is it?
We've got 7 minutes left.
7 minutes, we're all right tonight. But yeah, everything's hunky-dory. So then it moves on to different places, doesn't it? I mean, I think the best one, I say this with tongue-in-cheek, the finale the finale for the best fiesta is up at Fermes, because they have a firework display like no other at the end.
That's okay if you haven't got any pets.
Yeah, but if you watch it from where I live, and this is only me, is that I've got a mountain range in front of me. I cannot see Fermes like you can from down here. And when the fireworks go off, it's just like it's out of a volcano.
Oh, right.
And it looks spectacular. It really does.
Mm.
It does. Anyway, there you go.
Just thought. Here's a first for you.
Go on then.
On the 19th of this month, a big ship that is in fact a mobile oil drilling rig arrives here. That's the first time one has ever come here. It'll be in Arrecife, and it's going to be here for 5 or 6 months. Mm-hmm. And it'll be joined the week after by a second platform. They're actually ships,
with the drilling rig on them.
They're going to drill here, are they?
Not said that. Said it's for maintenance. That's all. All that's being said at the moment. But it's a bit. They've never come. Said they will operate off of North Africa.
Oh, well, they're going. Yeah, Morocco, whatever.
Well, they're going out that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, the thing being is that it's like the Americans. They're all chasing after these rare earth minerals, which includes oil as well. Mm. So everybody's, you know, we're using up the earth's resources, aren't we? So now they're racing to the moon and to Mars to see if they can get these places now. They'll be sticking flags in and saying that's ours. A bit like Antarctica.
Yes.
I think
a bit like the Falkland
I think
Island.
it's interesting that they went to the moon with the idea of getting the same sort of hopefully getting the same sort of stuff on the moon and found nothing.
Yeah.
Which is why they never bothered going back for quite a long time.
And now they're going to Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh well, never mind.
Yeah.
One of those things.
I think they're going to find it a bit difficult if they try to get to Mars, because they won't be able to get off it. Oh, I hear that music. The musica. Yeah, so, anyway.
So.
Is it going to... You're going to the beach. You're not swimming at the moment, obviously.
I am.
Your leg.
You can swim even with your leg.
Yes. No, I can't use my legs to swim. Only my arms.
Yeah, but you can go in the water. That's the thing that surprises me.
And I can shower as well.
Oh, right. Well, that's useful to know.
Well, make sure... I'm going to say, so in the morning when you go for... Have you been this morning?
Yes.
Was the beach empty?
Yes, because it was 8 o'clock.
I had to laugh because I watched Disco Dave do an interview on about tourism being down, but he must have made sure he got up at 7 o'clock in the morning to walk on the front, because there was nobody, and he made it look worse than what it was.
Yeah, well.
And to me that...
Yeah.
Anyway.
The, The water has now warmed up at long last.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, to what, to 15?
Yeah, my pool's at 30.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
You're sure you're not getting in your bath?
No, it's 30. It's brilliant.
So, weekend. What's everybody up to?
Football.
I don't know. I've got physio tomorrow. It's not the weekend yet. It's Friday tomorrow.
That's true. Yes.
So I've got physio tomorrow as my third visit of the week. It's strange because
you're getting hooked on that.
No, it's not getting hooked. Getting hooked on it. I go and work hard because there's no point in going if you're not going to try and.
Do they get you to do things on your own?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and then I come home and I'm absolutely shattered. but what I find is that I can't sleep. Before I started, I was sleeping all the time. Now I can't sleep after I've been exercising.
You know why? All that oxygen in your blood.
Oh, possibly.
Because you've let possibly. It's because you. Yeah. I'm at football on Saturday. I'm Fuerte Ventura. I'm going. Where's the zoo?
Right down the bottom.
That's where I'm going.
Oh, right.
Have you used a new boat yet?
No, but
Chip.
I saw a big Dave, Disco David, used it. We're all right.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yes. It's the new company, but it's the old boat. That's not the new boat.
That's not the Armas.
It is.
No.
It is.
The big green thing.
The Armas is back, painted green.
Is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been a nice programme, and round about now we would normally say
that is us.